Call the Public Arts Committee meeting of Thursday, June 26th to order and everything. And there's no one here for a public comment. This additional meeting of the Public Arts Committee meeting is expressly to put together the composition of the Public Arts Selection Panel that will be involved in the artwork of the new pool. So that's our only topic this morning. And I know that we all had assignments about who we were going to contact as we are looking to put this panel together. And I can just go ahead and get started, and unless Judy or Karen. So anyway, we had talked the last time at this meeting, and we go back to referencing the resolution and what the resolution says that a public arts selection panel is made up of. And so we visited that last time, and we were trying to put together a nice cross section of people for this. So one of the things that's in the policies for the public art selection is the recognized art professional, such as a museum curator, art historian, conservator, gallery director, etc. And this group charged and asked me if I would, talk to Steve Wyatt about that. He is head of the Lincoln County Historical Society. So I have visited with Steve, and he has said, if elected, I would actively serve. Thank you for your consideration. And remember, we're bringing back names today that are just potentialities, to be put on the table for consideration. So Steve Wyatt has wants his name on the table. Okay, then we further discussed about having a broad cross-section of people from different ethnic backgrounds as well. And that could either come under our ad hoc Newport citizens or a professional visual artist or however, whatever category. And so we decided that I should contact Jorge Hernandez from Centro de Ayuda. And so I have visited with him. And he says, thank you for considering me for this committee. Unfortunately, summer times are very busy for us, and we're starting a very time-intensive training this month and the rest of the summer. I don't want to commit to something I don't have enough time to do. Thank you anyway, and I am sure there are other community members that will be happy and have more time to do it. Now, first of all, he is aware that, of course, this commitment is more than just this summer. Mm-hmm. We had agreed to say that it was a two-year commitment with highs and lows, that this summer and fall would be active, and then it might be less active next spring or summer, and then be active again, something that we still don't know for sure. So what I have done then is to email Jorge about does he have some other names of people in our Hispanic population who might be interested? And I have not heard back.
Does it have to be Hispanic?
No. Well, one of the conversation that we had was that all of the names that we were brainstorming did not represent, they represented white people. Not the Indians, not the Hispanics. So we wanted to make a concerted effort.
Well, I brought it up because I was thinking of the woman who used to have the Volga Cafe.
Yes.
Dee Dee?
Yes.
Victor's wife.
Yeah. And I don't know how, if that... She's black. She's not brown or red. She's black.
Right.
I just... That's why I asked the question, if it had to be Hispanic. I wondered if...
No, our conversation was that there was a large and growing Hispanic population in this area, and that it might. But Wyma, thank you for your question. I guess concerning that suggestion, Peggy, would that be anything of conflict of interest to have the wife of someone who is a city employee on this committee?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay, well, just checking it out.
So she's a possibility,
perhaps. And that's Dee Dee?
We'll see what we come up with. What's their last name?
Mettle. Mettle.
Mettle.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, great. So, who else would like to report
next? Well, I can check in.
Okay, thanks, Karen.
I had very little success in connecting with people except for Cynthia Jacoby, who was excited to be considered. And so she would like her name to be
in
the mix.
All right, that's good. And
I didn't hear back from, it was only a week.
I know, it was a very short amount of time.
Right, so I didn't hear back from anybody else that I was supposed to have.
Okay, and certainly Cynthia, could... might fall, again, as we shuffle and
as we shuffle, she could fall into two different categories.
Right. So, so she has an interest. Very good. All right. And
that's it.
So, okay, for the moment. So, why don't we?
I didn't have any names or anybody that I was supposed to. I said, you said if Steve White didn't do it, I said I would call Sachiko.
Right.
So I have not done that because I wasn't supposed to.
Okay. But you have some
I contacted my neighbors, Ted Kriegel and Ken Tron.
Yes.
And I got maybe I'll get back to you. And they never got back to me. So I tried to run down Ted last night, and he was gone. So I didn't do my job very well. I tried.
All right. That sounds like it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
It's summertime.
Well, in a week to pester someone is tough.
Well,
I used to ask him, I explained the whole thing to him. He said, well, we'll think about it, and then I
answered.
I kind of think they're leaning negatively by.
Yeah, you don't want to talk someone
most
into
people,
it.
Most people are going to jump on it if they want.
Exactly. If it's proposed to them and they even have a spark of an interest, you'll know it in that first conversation. Other than that, they're just trying to figure out a graceful way to get out.
Yeah, they want to go away.
Okay. Did you talk about someone? Am I out of line?
Wait one moment, because we have another report.
That's good.
So I contacted Chris Torp, who owns Inscape Galleries on the Bayfront, and he's very interested. Okay. I also communicated with Amanda Capri, who is a local designer, and she's very interested.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And then I also communicated with John Burke, who owns a gallery on the Bayfront, whose name has just escaped me.
The gallery.
It's the Moon Earth.
Oh, Breach the Moon. And he doesn't want to do it. He suggested his gallery manager, whose name is in my email that I didn't bring. And that's it. I did talk, that's not quite it. I did talk to Jim Protiva about a, was it a staff person?
Well, it was supposed to be either the Parks and Rec director or his designee.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. So he wants to designate Kathy Klein, who's the pool manager.
Did you talk to her about that?
No, not yet. Does she know? Did he talk to her?
I have no idea.
Because, I mean, well... Yes.
You would want to be sure that she were interested.
Yeah.
Well, and then,
I mean,
she has some interest to, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think that her interests are quite a bit different in the whole pool issue than the arts. Probably, it would probably be, in my mind, a lot better to designate Judy Mayhew, who's already on the arts committee and works for Jim Protiva to that position.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, that was Jim's initial comment, so.
I don't want to speak for Kathy at all, so I guess we should just ask her.
I'll ask her. I just...
Why didn't we ask about Judy in the first place?
I did.
I'm wondering. You did. Okay.
So Kathy may have a complicated agenda because she's the current director of the pool, so it may not just be focused on...
I think she'd have a difficult time focusing on the art component of that project.
I understand.
Because she will, I mean, I would imagine she'll have her hands very full.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. So anyway, I think that's everyone that I was supposed to communicate with.
Well, you win the prize.
Yes. Right.
You guys got trades this morning.
Can I leave early?
Is that your prize?
So, Peggy, going back here for a moment. So, Chris Torp.
Yes.
T-O-R-P. And what... he has a gallery.
He has a gallery. It's called... It used to be the Wood Gallery, and now I think it's called Enscapes. Okay. But it's in the same location. And it's C-R-I-S rather than C-H-R-I-S.
All right, thank you.
And
C-R-I-S?
Yes.
He lives in Yahat.
He does live in Yahat, or he lives somewhere. I don't think it's here.
Yeah, but he has a business here.
He does. Okay. And so he was quite interested.
Okay.
And so was Amanda.
Good.
And what does she do?
She's a planner or a designer, and her husband is an architect. In fact, they submitted a proposal to design that swimming pool.
Uh-oh.
And she is young and she's awesome.
Great.
Is there going to be any conflict there?
They're not designing that swimming
pool. They didn't
pool.
Get the...
Uh-uh.
Okay.
And, but anyway, I work with Amanda on the Bike and Ped Committee, and she offers a really, really good perspective to everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's very good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And to have that design brain along with the art.
Yeah, and
really nice.
And I think she's a planner and her husband's an architect. I don't remember exactly what she does, but anyway, she's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well,
that's some good names there.
So we already have four mm-hmm. Candidates here of the seven voting.
I'm counting five.
That we need.
Five.
Steve Wyatt, Cynthia Jacoby, Chris Torp, Amanda Capri. And then Mary Peterson and Karen are going to be the
and
members.
Same as Kathy Klein.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, the seventh member is you. Isn't it? Isn't
yes.
OCC?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So actually, we're trying to fill four slots, and we have four people. Mm-hmm. So we could make it, right?
We could, because you and Mary agreed to serve on this selection panel. So there's the two, there's me, and then we have, we have the other four.
That's right.
So this group will contribute three members, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Three well, if it
members,
turns out...
She would be a non-voting member.
Right, that's right, for
so
your
there's
designate.
The stipulation is seven voting members on the art selection panel, three of which are from this group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then there's two that are non-voting members. Ralph is going to be our liaison to the council, and mm-hmm. someone will be a designee of the rec center.
Mm-hmm. And that's also non-voting?
Yes.
Those two are non-voting, mm-hmm. yeah. So what is our time frame again?
We need to get this done, because remember what Tim said at the last meeting?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a meeting with focus groups coming up pretty quickly. Isn't that the impression you got?
I think so.
Yeah.
Like July.
Our next meeting
8th,
would probably be,
yeah.
you know, then this next meeting, regularly mm-hmm. scheduled, will probably be a meeting of that focus group with the architects. That doesn't mean that the other people in this room who are not on that selection panel cannot attend. And
because it would be a public meeting.
Yeah. Yes. But I guess my question is, do you want to... Well, let's just wait. We have to talk to Tim. We don't even know what we're doing in terms of that meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
And if we have these people, are we not talking to D.E. Metal then, or are we not?
Well,
you know what I mean?
The thing is, we need to get this panel selected so I can let Tim know, so he can go ahead and tell the architects to schedule a meeting with this group.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to wait and talk to other people, that would probably involve us having another special meeting.
And may I just remind us all that we're going into a big holiday week next week.
This is a two-year appointment.
People are going to...
People haven't been informed by the news that this is coming up, though, right?
No.
What, the holiday week?
Yeah,
he said that with that question. Everybody knows about the holiday.
Right.
I mean, I would say you've got four good people, four interested people, go ahead, except that nobody knows about this.
Well, it's this committee that makes the selection.
I know. I understand that.
We didn't have to put a call out.
Yeah, no, I know that. Right. I know.
So if we have this...
This is a good group.
Steve would fulfill what, you know, I just read a little while ago, that B that's here on the list. And then, you know, Cynthia could be the professional visual artist. Mm-hmm. Chris, you know, would be...
the gallery owner.
An ad hoc news, you know...
Right.
And then Amanda
ad hoc.
Could be ad hoc.
And you also have three people there who represent the business community. Cynthia and Chris and Amanda, right? They all have their own...
And Steve.
Businesses.
Yeah.
Well, Steve's really government, kind of a non-profit. I'm thinking...
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the business community who, you know, a lot of the tax money comes from and so on. So I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's a really good group.
It's still real white, though.
Yep.
Well,
I'm wondering
if... We tried.
If,
right. You know, I mean, we...
I'm wondering if there is some way, because, you know, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
Well, of course, not knowing what, you know, all of the rest of your, you know, responses would be from people you talk to. But I'm wondering if there is some way through one of the focus groups of really, or...
Bringing in...
Right. Either one of them or somehow having those dates, getting that promulgated, having it done bilingually.
Is that
the announcement?
The announcement for what?
Well, didn't you say that there was going to be public focus groups at some point in time?
That's what
about,
Tim said.
About the pool.
Yeah,
and
Tim
things
said
like that.
There will be a lot of opportunity for public input.
Jim Protiva is developing, what's he calling them? They're little groups that have specific
Charettes.
Kind of interest. Well, it's, yeah, but the committees that he's got, this little subcommittee, selection committee kind of thing that he's, like he's got some senior citizen people and some other kind of people, and so that they're going to work on one aspect of things. I mean, focus groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's what you're talking about. But
yeah.
But he's developing those. But I mean, we could.
But I mean, yeah, maybe some of those will have some minority members.
Well,
we'll put a bug in his ear about another.
And some of it's going to be public. I mean, part of it is that I never got to talk to anybody. You never really got to talk to anybody who might be interested. You got to talk to one person.
Jorge. Gosh, I feel so out of it. But the fellow who used to teach Spanish and his wife, Gil, was it Herrera?
Spanish where? Here. Where did he teach? At the high school, at the college?
Briefly at the high school.
Oh, okay. I don't know that.
I don't know.
I remember Maggie.
Maggie.
She's in Japan now.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was thinking of Christian Flores Muniz, who's the photographer. That name popped in my head just because he's about and kind of in the artsy world. And that's, I don't know. If we're happy with this group, it's kind of... I mean,
it
could. Well, I suppose you could, I don't know about your time schedule, if you could find out in the next couple of days whether he, but then we'd still have to come back for another meeting
on
that. Okay.
So I think, you know, what's more important, getting this done or in trying to include
right.
that color.
My feeling at this point is that we made an effort. It was discussed, it was thought of, some outreach was made, and there'll be other opportunities coming up where we could encourage
or invite specific groups too. So right. as we're moving along in the process, make some direct contact with some groups and say, please, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's making an effort to make sure they're not excluded is mm-hmm. fair. And
I feel like it satisfied my concern or my, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking about how to approach this group.
What do you think, Peggy?
I think you have a good group and somebody ought to make a motion in a second to appoint those people.
I move that we appoint, I mean, is it okay for the chair of the committee to,
yeah.
To do the motion? that we appoint Steve Wyatt, Cynthia Jacoby, Chris Thorpe, and Amanda Capri, along with Mary Peterson and Karen Murphy and the director of the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts to be the 7 voting members for the Public Arts Selection Panel for the artwork at the new pool.
I second the motion.
Awesome.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Pose?
Yay.
Oh, I guess I should have asked for discussion.
We've had the discussion.
I realize that that's part of it, but we wouldn't have had anything more to say. Right?
Right.
People.
You paused for a minute there. So.
Okay, so I will let Tim Gross know, because he's the one who brought this to us, mm-hmm. who these people are.
Great.
And I will also let each of these people know that, except for the people who are in this room, you know, that they have been appointed to the Public Arts Selection Panel, and that we will be in touch with them regarding upcoming meetings.
Mm-hmm. So
I'll talk to Kathy Klein.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that doesn't have to be really an appointment or part of it?
No, because, I mean, that's
just more of staff.
Yeah.
That's a liaison, isn't it?
That's more than anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Peggy, let me repeat what I think you just said. You're the person who's going to call these 4 people and let them know, thumbs up. And then will there be like a... How am I going to know that something is happening that I have to...
That they accept?
You're going to get an agenda or some sort of notice that you need to show up to a meeting.
On my email, probably.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it'll be an email group.
Exactly.
Like the one we already have. Okay.
Will there be a news release?
Regarding the appointment of these people?
Yeah. I think it's an opportunity to, you know, emphasize the fact that we have the community involved.
Am I crying?
And what?
Well, maybe that can be done when you get back.
Probably ought to release the whole plan, you know.
I need to talk with Tim, and then we can.
Jim, whoever, then they ought to release. There's the groups.
What we're doing, and the meetings will be blah, blah, blah.
Otherwise people go, huh, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, they could
call
the news time.
But I agree with
The reason I brought it up was not so much related to the pool. It was more that this is a 2-year art jury, right? Art selection committee. That was the reason I thought.
I think you're right. And I think that what ultimately is going to happen, and I don't know because this is new territory for all of us, but I think that committee will make recommendations to council, and council will do the deed.
They won't make recommendations to us then. It will be directly to council.
I don't know.
Then does council want to ratify the appointments?
No.
No.
Good. Good.
So
that's fine.
Another angle on this, though, could be the, a reminder of the 1% for the arts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
you know, it doesn't have to be done immediately. I just thought
that might be a good thing to remind the community that, you know, we have this thing in place, that this public arts committee that nobody really knows about except the ones I mean, of us that might show be up
that
have
somebody
actually
calls the News Times about and says, you know, mm-hmm. oh, these are you know the mm-hmm. pool, because I can't tell you how many people ask us why we haven't broken ground yet. The pool. It's like, oh, there's a process.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think when we have that story, because recently the News Times did the feature on Lincoln City and the business of the Lincoln City Public Arts Committee and some of their projects.
Well, I mean, I think it would be nice for the community to know that some of that money is being...
We'll definitely do that. No, I think it's a good idea. Okay. It's just that we are down from 7 people in our office to essentially 2.
Oh,
and I'm a little
maybe.
Bit slammed.
And you need to get away.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, I don't know that it has to be done immediately anyway. It's mm-hmm. just that I think a news release about it.
No, I agree
maybe,
with you. I think that's a very good idea.
Maybe
and we will
July.
Definitely do that.
And the fact, you know, acknowledging the Public Art Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know that this first meeting, Karen, if there is going to be a pool architect meeting first part of July, I will miss that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
well, I need to talk to Tim. We'll figure that out. When are
I'm
you
back
gone?
On the 18th?
Okay.
So and Karen
and
is going to handle the next regular
meeting.
Public Arts Committee
okay.
meeting.
Uh-huh.
You've agreed to do that.
I have.
And the date for that,
I'm looking
so,
at.
So, you know, my first day back in the office is the, July 21, whatever that first.
We're meeting on the
July.
17th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be back in the office on
Thanks.
The 21st.
And I think Tim was talking about having that selection panel focus group that day, but I'm not sure.
Oh, on the
17th? I think I recall, there was so much said.
Yeah, I'll find out, but you will all know what's going on, and we will get a press release out because that is a very good idea.
Okay. Okay, any other business that we have at the moment?
I don't think we can.
Peggy, I mean, anything else we need to...
This is pretty exciting.
Yes.
It is, very. Yeah. And I want to thank all of you for visiting with people and mm-hmm. reaching out to the community. Thank you all so much.
I know. And I think we did a good job at this, you know, really.
In 1 week.
Yeah, in 1 week. To have come up
Thank
with
you,
a nice
Peggy.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
For your.
Are you going to break the news to Ted or just let it plop if he never gets back to you?
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you all have.
And when he does
with
this.
Yeah. He was kind of, we were on this committee, and the other comedy meeting was, you know, I